Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
Holy Moses, what the hell just happened on the House floor? Ladies and gentlemen, if you've ever in your life questioned the now axiomatic fact that we are governed by a class of imbeciles, I would not trust to wash my car in an automatic car wash. After you see this video, you will be duly convinced. I don't even know how to describe it. Have you seen it? Stand by. I got a lot of show today. A lot happened yesterday, including to the young folks out there in my chat watching. This is what Joe Biden thinks of you. Hey, can't stop raving about Beam's Dream Powder, their science-backed hot cocoa for sleep. Only my listeners get up to 45% off for Memorial Day. Go to shopbeam.com/Bongino. Use code Bongino at checkout to get up to 45% off. I got that. Another jump cut video from Biden. The Twinkies case continues to collapse. And I did a pretty kick-ass interview with Megyn Kelly last night. I think it's going to air today. I think you guys will like it, so check that out too. Hey, using the internet without ExpressVPN is like leaving your keys in the car while you run into the gas station for a snack. Most of the time, you're probably fine, but if you come back and someone stole your car. Every time you connect to an unencrypted network, any hacker on the same network can gain access to your personal data. ExpressVPN creates a secure encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet so hackers can't steal your sensitive data. It takes a hacker with a supercomputer over a billion years to get past ExpressVPN's encryption, and it's super easy to use. Just fire up the app, click a button, and you're protected. It works on all devices, phones, laptops, tablets, and more, so you can stay secure on the go. I don't go online on my phone, my computer, or anything else without ExpressVPN because it's somebody's business. I don't want the government watching what I'm doing. You shouldn't either, especially these idiots. Secure your online data today by visiting expressvpn.com/Bongino. That's expressvpn.com/Bongino, and you can get an extra 3 months free. expressvpn.com/Bongino. Use the VPN I use. You guys getting a little testy with the bell? Hit the bell. Yeah, I know. It's all right. You got to hit the bell again, though, because the bell gets me in the mood. Thank you. First double bell we've had in a long time. Folks, I'm just going to play this almost without comment, because this is probably the single dumbest thing I have ever seen happen on the House floor. Just a little kind of a setup here, what happens. Marjorie Taylor Greene and Jasmine Crockett, AOC, get into a scuffle on the House floor about fake eyelashes. In other words, folks, I'm telling you, if you've ever in your life questioned why we are led by a class of imbeciles, don't. We are led by imbeciles. We don't want them to do anything. Just go away. Watch this video. You'll be convinced. Check this out.
You just voted to do it.
I'm trying to get clarification.
Look at, calm down. Calm down.
No. Because this is what y'all do.
Ms. Crockett, you're not recognized. Ms. Crockett.
I can't hear you with your yelling.
Don't want me to
calm down.
No.
Can you please calm down?
Don't tell me to calm down.
Calm down.
Because y'all talk noise and then you can't take it.
You're out of control.
Because if I come and talk shit about her, y'all going to have a problem.
Mr. Chairman.
All right. Chair, okay. Order. Chair now recognizes Ms. Green for 4 minutes and 21 seconds. 4 minutes. Let Ms. Green talk, and then you all can, I'll recognize.
But I move to strike her words for a second time based on her second set of personal remarks attacking another member.
Who? Chairman Comer.
Because you all cannot seem to apply the rules of the committee. We have to do this every time.
I'm recognized. I'm going to go ahead and start talking.
Look, I know. Look, I don't know if you've noticed it. I have two hearing aids. I'm very deaf. I'm not understanding. Everybody's yelling. I'm doing the best I can. Can we not recognize Ms. Green and let her
get? We cannot because of the rules of the committee, Mr. Chair. That is what I'm trying to communicate in the present moment.
We have a motion. Okay, what's the motion? What's
the motion?
Can I just say, remember when, that Senator Lankford went up there, Republican guy, was talking about, I got this pen and they send this up here to do stuff. I don't want you to do shit. I don't want you to do anything because you were all imbeciles. Don't do anything. Go up there, fund our military so we can kick ass when we have to, set up a court system and leave everything else to locals. I don't want you to do anything. Why would you want these people determining how you run your business, what the gas industry should look like, how AI should be regulated, what the tax structure should be, who should crack open your freaking chest, what your kids should learn in school? Why would you want that? These people are freaking morons. These are the dumbest people on planet Earth. How they all manage to get elected to Congress at the same freaking time is truly puzzling. I'm going to have a heart attack with this stuff. I saw this morning. I woke up. I had to alter my whole show because I thought, what the just happened? Just stop. Just seriously, just get out of our lives. I don't want you doing anything up there on the hill. I just want you to go away like the Motley Crue song. Girl, don't go away, man. Just freaking go away. Evita, did you see it? Did you think of the same thing? Wait, you ever see why? You know why the founding fathers, who were much smarter than this generation of dipshits, tried to minimize the government's footprint on your ass in your life? Because they realize when you put morons in power, they do moron stuff. So basically, we have to do is check and balance the morons so one moron is checked by another moron. Not if it's working. These people are in every, they've secreted themselves in every single little crack and crevice in our lives. Get them out. Oh, man. I'm sorry to open up on a Friday with that. One last. Again, these are the people telling your doctor, hey, man, listen, if you all in the chat have a heart attack, make sure you do it the way we told you. These morons. Okay, moving on. By the way, young voters out there, this is for you. Since the show's been taken off, thanks to you guys, we've been rocking in podcasts, radio's killing it. Love you guys. You did it, not me. All the credit in the world goes to you. We've been reaching a ton of younger voters out there and American citizens and people all over the world. We're getting emails from like Australia, everywhere. People using VPNs to get us on Rumble and stuff. People are digging the show. We're rocking it in the 13 and above. 13 and above. People watch this show. Why do I say that? I say that because this is what Joe Biden thinks of you guys. It's not only if you're black, he thinks you're too stupid to get an ID and he thinks you're super predators and that stuff. Or if you're Hispanic, he only uses you for votes. He doesn't care. He just lumps you into one big box. The guy's obviously a moron and an imbecile. But if you're younger, he thinks you're nothing more than some loser looking for a handout smoking some dope on the corner. This is how desperate loser kid sniffing Joe Biden is. When he's not sniffing you, he thinks you're a moron and a weed smoker. Here's his newest pitch to get young voters as he's getting his ass kicked in this election. He's now going the weed route because he's desperate. Listen to this and watch the jump cuts. Check this out.
Today, my administration took a major step to reclassify marijuana from a Schedule 1 drug to a Schedule 3 drug. It's an important move toward reversing longstanding inequities. Today's announcement builds on the work we've already done to pardon a record number of federal offenses for simple possession of marijuana.
45-second video, 472 jump cuts because Biden can't get through 10 seconds without skipping over his own words because he's a moron and he's too busy thinking about what kid he's going to sniff next. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm asking you, I don't want to say kids, but young men and women at home. Listen, man, you're welcome here. I love you on this show, man. Really, I love you. I respect what you're doing. I don't talk down to young men and women because I was one once. You know what? You don't have the benefit, the chronological effect of time. I always say, if you can sit down with a senior in your life, they have a bottle of experience they can unload on you. The best education you'll ever get is from someone three or four times your age because they've been through a lot of this stuff. What you've been through, there's nothing new under the sun, okay? I don't talk down to people, though. A lot of young people have a lot of valuable experience. They do things, too. We can learn from them, too. How does this make you feel that Joe Biden, the best he can do to attract your vote is not, hey, man, I'm going to boost this economy so you got a chance at a good career so you can develop your own family and buy a house one day. He don't give a shit about that. I'm going to work on the education system so we can get you and your fellow young men and women out of garbage schools. He doesn't care about that. You getting access to healthcare. He doesn't care about any of that shit. What does he care about? He thinks you're a bunch of dumb weed smokers out there. That's it. And by the way, I'm not judging anyone. Whatever you do, you do. I'm not, forget the weed. The point is that's his only sales pitch to you. That is his only sales pitch. The conservative movement, we offer you what? A growing economy, kick-ass schools, school choice, patient-controlled healthcare. These idiots offer you weed and handouts. That's it. And what does he do to, oh, by the way, sorry, I didn't want to miss this one, given that I just said I threw it. The guys, to the young voters out there too, he's totally full of shit. Hat tip the great Mays Moore. This is a longer clip. I cut it to like 20, 30 seconds. You realize Joe Biden said the exact opposite thing about weed not that long ago. Why? Because he's full of shit. He's desperate and he thinks you're a bunch of tokers smoking weed all the time. He said the exact opposite and they made fun of him on late night TV. Watch this.
The truth of the matter is there's not nearly been enough evidence that has been acquired as to whether or not it is a gateway drug. It's a debate.
Joe Biden's doing everything he can to remind us that he is a very old person. Joe Biden says that if elected, he will not legalize marijuana federally because he thinks it might be a gateway drug. That's correct. It is a gateway drug to not getting the Democratic nomination for president. But
he evolved, folks. He evolved. Such a principled guy. Again, this is more than just about young voters. It's about a guy in the White House who's entirely, completely full of shit. I want to show you a couple other things, too. Because all these constituencies and demographic groups that are coming over and starting to recognize that the Republican Party is the renegade party. We've always been the one giving the double barrel middle finger to the man. Us. We do it. Not these sucker, dumbass Democrats. They don't do shit. They kiss the ass of all these rich folks. Why? Look at this. Stock market's up. You're getting screwed. Why is that? I thought they were for the little guy. They're not for the little guy. All of these groups, black voters, Hispanic voters, Biden can't stand you, any of you. It's a fact. Listen to how we talked about black voters in the past. You ever hear that? I do a whole segment on Megyn Kelly's interview on this. We just tear them up. Here. This is another great video here. I wonder why he's struggling with young voters and black voters. Check this segment out. Here's the real Joe Biden. And I want you to pay very close attention because I actually talk about this in the Megyn Kelly interview. Joe Biden and this Democrat senator were buddy-buddy in the past. The guy was like a KKK endorsee. Who pointed that out? Kamala Harris. This is the real Joe Biden who claims to be all tolerance coexist. He's full of shit. Watch this.
And you ain't black. Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids.
So you got the first sort of mainstream African American who is articulate and bright and clean. Nice-looking guy.
Biden recalling his early Senate career, bringing up two segregationist senators, Herman Talmadge and James Eastland, who called African Americans an inferior race. I was in a caucus with James O. Eastland, Biden said. He never called me boy. He always called me son. At least there was some civility. We got things done.
The senators that he is speaking of with such adoration are individuals who made and built their reputation on segregation. The Ku Klux Klan celebrated the election of one of them.
And Kamala Harris went and became his VP, another phony and a fake and a fraud. I thought they were about tolerance and coexistence. They say you're the racist. You conservatives out there, you're the racist. Really? Really? I was never endorsed by a senator who had like the full backing of the Ku Klux Klan. Never. How about you? Oh, no, you either. Anyone in the chat? Anyone? No, you weren't either. By the way, anyone in the chat, let me check this out. Bocchino, get on the case. Yes or no? Has anyone in the chat eulogized a grand exalted cyclops of the Ku Klux Klan? Anyone? Anyone in the room? Anyone? That's a big no. That's an 0-for-4. Mike's standing by. Producer Jim's on the, Mike hasn't either. But who has? that's right. Joe Biden. No. Fuck no. There's always a few of those in there. Nope, nada. We're going Espanol. Never. Okay, good. There's only one. Yeah, Joe Biden. But yeah, he's definitely about coexistence and tolerance. He's in it for the little guy, folks. Stock market's doing A-OK. Everyone else getting effed over. I thought he was in it for the little guy. What happened? Let me throw one more group in there. So youth voters, he thinks you're a bunch of weed smokers looking for handouts. He thinks you're basically a bunch of losers. Hey, go watch the movie. He thinks you're the Sean Penn character from Fast Times at Ridgemont High. A lot of people know that movie for a different reason. That's more Tony's ear than mine. Just watch that. He thinks you're, what is it, Jeff Spicoli? Was that Tony, you a movie guy? Was it Spicoli? Go watch. That's what he thinks you are. Black voters, that's how he talks about you. He eulogizes a grand exalted cyclops of the Ku Klux Klan while hilariously telling you Donald Trump doesn't like you because you're black. Really? What about Hispanic voters? Ladies and gentlemen, he can't stand Hispanic voters either. He claims to like them. He does not. I was reading a fascinating piece last night, how a bunch of generational Hispanic Texas citizens of the United States who live in Texas, Tejanos, they've been there forever. And they really object to Joe Biden talking about them as if they should somehow love illegal immigration because they speak Spanish. They're like, maybe we should be treated like people who lived here forever. You know why, folks? Because they do, and they have. Biden only cares about Hispanic voters because he thinks he can use the illegal immigration issue as a cudgel to gain electoral power. I want you to listen to this. Get ready. This is an important cut, okay? Time out. I know I'm a little emotional today. It's Friday. You know, I love Friday's show because I'm always like fired up, come out like a missile. Boom. Whenever I talk about elections and cheating in elections, I always mention this guy because he's a genius on the issue. His name is Hans von Spakovsky. He's a friend of mine. I've known him for a long time. I think he was over at Heritage. Nobody knows more about Democrats scamming in elections than this guy. No one. You're in the radio podcast business. You ever want to book a guest to talk about how often Democrats cheat? Book this guy. He was up on the Hill the other day. You want to know why Democrats claim to like Hispanic voters? They don't. They hate you because they think you'll vote for them and they want to cheat. Here's Hans von Spakovsky. It's about a minute clip. This thing goes on for about 7 minutes. I encourage you to watch the whole thing. But here's the minute that matters. He talks about exactly what I have been telling you forever. Illegal immigrants, whether they vote in elections or not, matters, obviously. It's cheating. However, whether they vote or not, they are still counted in the census. Meaning whether they vote or not, they're already voting. Because the census determines how many electoral college votes each state gets for the presidential election, whether they vote or not. All that matters is they're here. That is it. Listen to him explain this. Bookmark this clip. Cut it. Own it. Live it. Be it. Send it to everyone on planet Earth. It doesn't matter if they check a box. All that matters is they're here. This is why Biden pretends to like the Hispanic community. Watch this clip and pay very close attention. Check this out.
Reapportionment after the 2020 census gave additional seats to some states and reduced the number of seats held by seven. Six states got more seats. Seven states had their representatives reduced. But that reapportionment was based on the total population of the U.S., which includes all aliens, whether they're here legally or illegally, even though they are not allowed to participate in our democratic political process. In addition to distorting representation in the House, it distorts our presidential election because, of course, reapportionment determines how many electoral votes someone has. How bad is the distortion? A 2015 report by the Congressional Research Service estimated that apportionment based on citizen population would give additional seats to seven states and reduce the number of seats in four states. Given the unprecedented influx of aliens into this country in the last number of years, that distortion is obviously much worse today.
Folks, who do you think the states that got extra seats, which states do you think they are? They're liberal states where illegal immigrants are going. In other words, if Donald Trump were to, say, lose his presidential election, whatever, by one electoral vote, say he gets to 269 and loses that Nebraska district, you understand he probably should have had six or seven more electoral votes just based on U.S. citizen population only? This is how they screw you over. I have been howling this forever. Yes, it matters if they vote. That's obviously horrible. But even if they don't vote illegal immigrants, it's still horrible because they're counted in the Electoral College markup. That's it. That's all you need to know. All that matters is that they're here. Okay, another big segment coming up. The Twinkies Michael Cohen disaster up in New York. Yesterday was just an abomination for the left. You have this meltdown, the WWE on the House floor, just hilariously stupid. Jasmine Crockett, AOC, losing their minds, just hilariously dumb. Also, the Michael Cohen Twinkies case, just, I mean, you want to talk about the worst day of testimony yet? I've got some quick clips. This guy has not a shred of credibility left. Quick break. Patriot Mobile. For 10 years, Patriot Mobile has been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. When I say only, trust me, they're the only one. Patriot Mobile is a proud supporter of the show. I'm proud to partner with them. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you the ability to access all three major networks. It means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the left. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, your supporting company believes in free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, the Second Amendment, our military veteran, and first responder heroes. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. Keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade. Their team will help you find the best plan for your needs. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Dan or call 972-PATRIOT. Get a free month when you use the offer code Dan. Join me and make that switch today. patriotmobile.com/Dan. That's patriotmobile.com/Dan or call 972-PATRIOT. Thanks, Patriot Mobile. The case continues to unravel. This case against Donald Trump up in New York, run by Twinkies Alvin Bragg, is just, I'm convinced. Listen to me. Hear me out. I'm convinced this case is going to be a game changer for us. I am. How? I think this case is going to change the politics of the country. I do, because there's no avenue right now by which the left wins. I said this yesterday, and someone fleeced it for me on social media, basically took my own words, which is fine. Who cares? But whatever. If Twinkies wins the case, given the abomination it's become, they really lose, because no one's going to trust the justice system ever again. I mean, we don't trust it now, but it'll have forfeited any ounce of credibility left if they win. If they lose the case, they lose. So if they win, they lose. And if they lose, they lose. If it's a hung jury, they still lose. And if they drop the case tomorrow, they still lose, because everyone will recognize it shouldn't have been brought in the first place. There is no scenario by which Twinkies and the left comes out of this on top. Here's how bad it got yesterday. Michael Cohen, as you know, is Donald Trump's former lawyer. He is the key witness in the case. I've told you over and over, if you're not likable as a witness, the jury is going to toss your testimony out. The worst thing that can happen to a witness on the stand, the worst, listen to me, beam in, man. The worst thing is when they play video or audio of a witness saying the exact opposite of what they just said. Transcripts are good, but when they hear it in your own voice saying the exact opposite, in other words, you claim I wasn't at the bank on March 25th, and then you're doing a radio interview talking about being at the bank on March 25th, it is just devastating to your credibility. Michael Cohen had testified under oath that he never met Alvin Bragg. Really? Todd Blanche, Trump's lawyer, played this little gem from a podcast yesterday. You sure you never met Alvin Bragg? Take a listen.
So I want to thank the Manhattan District Attorney's Office and their fearless leader, Alvin Bragg, with whom I spent countless hours laying out how Trump directed those hush money payments and countless other financial crimes. He is about to get a taste of what I went through, and I promise you, it's not fun.
I thought you never met him. I thought you never met him. What happened? That's his own voice. Folks, this guy can't even keep track of his inconsistencies in his own story. Did he forget he did the podcast? Now, I'll say again. This is a blue state with a likely very blue jury of people who hate Donald Trump. Donald Trump has no better than a 50-50 chance of legally winning the case. Folks, now we got 105,000 people here right now. It's 20 minutes in. You all heard that, many of you for the first time. The guy obviously at this point has zero credibility. Even if the case is legally won, it's lost. All you got to do is play these clips, and it got worse. It got worse. How bad was his testimony yesterday, Michael Cohen? I love playing clips from liberal networks because fairly enough, a lot of you are probably saying, well, Dan, of course, this is just us saying how bad it was. It isn't. This is Anderson Cooper. No friend to the right or Donald Trump, correct? I got two clips. Here's the first one. Cooper's just stunned at how bad this is going, proving my point, even if they win, I promise you, they lose. Watch this.
The last 20 minutes of court today, right before the lunch break, it was incredible. I mean, it was, you know, Ellie Honig on my program last night had talked about, you know, on a cross-examination, lawyers want to kind of put the witness in a, you know, build a box around the witness and then slam it shut. That's what Todd Blanche did to Michael Cohen.
Folks, if the witness isn't likable and then has no credibility, you've got a legal and a personal dilemma. They're not likable, number one, that's bad enough. And legally, they have zero credibility because they're consistently lying. You've got a problem. Here's the other one where Anderson Cooper, again, on CNN, has to acknowledge. And this is important because remember, this is not our audience. Like you and I here in the chat. Here we go. Here we go. Realitiesreal.com. Looking at some of the names. You and I already know this guy's got no credibility, okay? The CNN audience is still in this TDS mindset. Donald Trump evil. Therefore, Michael Cohen is telling the truth because Donald Trump evil. That's Neanderthal thinking, but that's the way they're thinking. The fact that their own guy, Cooper and others, are like, folks, this really isn't going well, is a huge boon for us. That's why I said I think this is going to be a turning point. Here's Anderson Cooper again, where they imply, listen, this guy looks like he's just making this up as it goes along. Can it get any worse? Check this out.
Having just witnessed that piece of cross-examination, do you have doubts that that conversation happened the way Michael Cohen testified on his direct examination, that he called Trump and
I think it's absolutely. Absolutely. I think it's devastating, I mean, for Michael Cohen's credibility on this. I mean, in this one particular topic, whether it's, you know, he just didn't. I mean, it's hard to. I don't know. Yes, I think if I was a juror in this case watching that, I would think this guy's making this up as he's going along, or he's making this particular story up.
This is why I haven't lost hope yet, at least on the faux legal side. If Cooper, who, I mean, come on, obviously hates Donald Trump, if he's envisioning himself as a juror and is willing to tell his audience, and he probably got real backlash for that, if he's willing to tell his audience, hey, if I was a juror, I got to tell you, I think this guy's just making this whole thing up. I've got to believe there's at least, hopefully, folks, and I know this may be wishful thinking, I get it, you don't have to shred me in the chat, I understand. I know they hate this guy. But there's a part of me that just wants to believe there's at least one person with some dignity on that jury going, this isn't right. Here's a quick one. This is Ari Melber on MSNBC. In case you think it's just CNN, very fast clip here. But again, just acknowledging this entire thing is a total shit show at this point. Check this out.
I think the punches are building cumulatively. I think Tuesday there were bruises and today there's blood, to extend the metaphor.
I mean, what else could you possibly want to hear? I got a lot more to get to, but here's the coup de grace here. Last one. Here is Michael Cohen's former lawyer. This is, to me, the death sentence for the whole case. They should put this guy Costello on the stand. This is Cohen's former lawyer. Attorney-client privilege has been waived, so he's free to talk. He says, I quote, I asked Michael Cohen if they had anything on Trump. Cohen said, quote, I don't have anything on Trump. I swear to God, not me using the Lord's name in vain. That's a quote. Here, listen to yourself. And again, just when you think this thing can't get any worse, it does. Take a look.
The rest of the proof doesn't support Michael Cohen. And by the way, one thing that you're not reporting yet is that besides making that statement, I swear to God, I don't have anything on Donald Trump, he also said more times than that answer, guys, I want you to understand, I will do whatever the F I have to do. I will never spend a day in jail. And then he'd slam his hand on the conference room table. Now, what does that mean to you? That means this guy is saying, I will lie, cheat, steal, do whatever I have to do. I'm not going to jail. Well, he did go to jail. And who do you think he blames for that? Mm-hmm. And why do you think he names his most recent book, Revenge?
I left it there for a reason, folks. Juries need a motive, okay? Juries are human beings like anyone else. They want to know, okay, he's lying, but why is he lying? That you're lying and not a good person is not good enough. Juries need to tell themselves a story. I want you to remember this if you ever get in the legal profession or you become an investigator. It's not good enough to say this guy's a bad guy. People want to know why. It's why serial killer cases, juries have such a hard time. They see this guy that looks like a Jeffrey Dahmer, and they always ask themselves what? He gets convicted. The evidence is overwhelming. He's dead now. But they're like, how? Why? Human beings tell themselves stories. Why did this guy rob a bank? Well, that's where the money is. He needed money, right? Willie Horton, right? They need the Cohen motive. This guy's giving it to you. Cohen was upset at Donald Trump for apparently not being included in the inner sanctum. He thought Donald Trump was going to, I guess, come and bail him out. Now he wants revenge. He titled the book that. You've got the whole story buttoned up in a package right here. What else could you possibly want to hear? And I'll leave this where I started it. There is no way by which they win this. If they win, they lose. If they lose, they lose. If it's a hung jury, they lose. And if they drop the case, they lose. There is no way they win this. CNN knows it. Ari Melber knows it. MSNBC knows it. Anderson Cooper knows it. They are cooked, man. This case is done for them. It's a turkey. I want to get to something next. Going to take a quick break. But a listener reached out yesterday and said, hey, I think Donald Trump got duped in this debate. You are 100% wrong. I love my listeners. However, that is absolutely incorrect. Another topic I addressed with Megyn Kelly, too. It's a really, I can't recommend the interview enough. We had a good time. Tony, you caught it. You liked it, right? Yeah, we were on fire last night. All right, quick break, and I'm going to get back to why Donald Trump was not duped at all. If anyone got duped into a debate, it's oatmeal brains in the White House. And believe me, that's not me running defense for anyone. Hey, Bone Charge, in these crazy days, we need to recharge and refresh in a natural way. You know, I love life hacks. That's why I discovered Bone Charge, a holistic wellness brand with an incredible range of evidence-based products to optimize life in every way. One of my favorites is the Bone Charge Infrared Sauna Blanket. Helps me ease stress and unwind after a crazy day. You all know the benefits of sauna. Just look it up. It's tremendous. The sauna blanket helps me break a sweat. Can help remove a lot of that garbage from your body and toxins. It sets up in less than a minute. Heats fast. I relax. I just enjoy it. When I'm done with it, it is impossible to be depressed after using the sauna blanket. I kid you not. The sauna blanket from Bone Charge is a game changer. Give it a try. Bone Charge ships worldwide. The sauna blanket ships free. There's no hidden cost. Plus, Bone Charge offers a 30-day free trial with easy returns or exchanges and a 12-month warranty. So relax, revitalize, and refresh with Bone Charge and the sauna blanket. Bone Charge products are all HSA, FSA eligible, giving you tax-free savings of up to 40%. So head on over to Bone Charge, BoneCharge.com/Bongino, and use code Bongino to save 15%. That's BoneCharge.com/Bongino. Use code Bongino to save 15%. That's over $100 off. And our last sponsor, Genucel. Hey, check it out. Genucel Skincare's 25th anniversary sale with an extra 25% off their already awesome prices, making this the biggest Genucel sale ever. And right now, get Genucel Skincare's best-selling, most popular package featuring Gen 90 for immediate results in minutes and top-selling under-eye bags and puffiness serum for over 70% off. One of Paula's favorites. Say big on all Genucel top-selling products to help for a younger, more youthful-looking you. Troubling forehead wrinkles and fine lines gone. Skin redness and dark spots gone too. And help those pesky bags and puffiness disappear right before your eyes. Genucel guarantees you'll see results in less than 12 hours or your money back. Celebrate the special woman in your life this Mother's Day with the world's best skincare at a once-in-a-lifetime price. For a limited time, get 70% off plus an extra 25% anniversary discount. Automatically apply to checkout. Once the sale's gone, it's gone. Order yours right now. Get the Genucel jawline treatment for a more contoured, defined jawline. Limited inventory available. Genucel.com/Dan. Genucel.com/Dan. Visit Genucel.com/Dan now. Get a free spa box with two bonus gifts and free shipping. Genucel.com/Dan. Genucel.com/Dan. Okay. Let me address this because someone reached out to me yesterday, a very, very nice listener. I love you. I watch you guys. Obviously, I'm reading your feedback on Rumble. Let me ask a question first, Bongino, because you know what? This is a collaborative show and it's for you. Folks in the chat, yes or no? Yes, Donald Trump got played and baited into this debate and they shouldn't have done it. Or no, Joe Biden got played. You guys, I'll let Bongino do his thing. I'm just going to tell you, and I know I'm right on this. Donald Trump's team absolutely did not get played here at all. I want to explain it to you using the tactics, okay? Using political tactics. Put all the emotions aside. The guy's premise, so we're clear on what he was stating, is, well, he agreed to all these rules that aren't going to work. CNN, ABC, no audience. The mics would be silenced. Okay, fair enough. Point stipulated. Correct. Those probably don't work for Donald Trump. However, he was never going to get a fair debate. Can we all agree? It doesn't matter where he goes. He is always going to get a moderator who's going to crap on him. Always. Okay. Donald Trump. Good. Thank you. Most of you. Man, did we shut the chat down on that? That's hilarious. Did we break it again? Good. Good. You all agree with me. Here's what's going on. Follow me here. Donald Trump doesn't need the debate, but Donald Trump will unquestionably profit from it. Remember, even assume in 2020, assume Joe Biden won. I get it. He didn't, but whatever. Say Joe Biden's right, where he says, I won those two debates in 2020. Even assuming that, Joe Biden is 4 years older right now and is severely cognitively compromised. That's just a fact. Second, even if he won in 2020, he's older and he now has a record. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a record so horrendous. He has the lowest approval rating of any president in modern American history on record. He didn't have that in 2020. Yeah, Obama had a record, but it was hard to stick it on Biden. It was tough because Obama was the decision maker. This guy, I don't want to underestimate him, but Trump needed it. Trump could have agreed to a debate at the DNC with a Democrat audience with Brian Stelter as the moderator, and he still comes out of this on top just for showing up. That is it. He doesn't even have to do anything. He just has to look presidential while this guy with his hookah sneakers stumbles out onto the stage and wets himself. He did not get played. Trust me, he did not get played. And one more thing. Here's a video I got for you quickly. This is just a hat tip. Again, Maze Moore, he's great. Love the videos over there. Follow that account. So good. Best videos out there. He lied his way through the 2020 debate. You may say, well, he's going to do it again. Yes, he is. But the difference is this time the American public knows better. The Hunter Biden stories out there, all of this stuff. Oh, I didn't do business with my son. All that stuff's been thoroughly eviscerated, even by lefty outlets now. The lies are going to come out, but they're not going to be as easy this time to make people believe. Watch this quick rundown of the 2020 debate, and you'll see what I mean. Check this out.
The 200,000 people that have died on his watch, how many of those have survived? Close your eyes. Remember what those people looked like coming out of the fields carrying torches, their veins bulging. They were very fine people on both sides. And by the way, maybe you could inject some bleach in your arm and that would take care of it. You folks at home, how many of you got up this morning and had an empty chair at the kitchen table? Home will have an empty chair at the kitchen table this morning. You're sitting at the kitchen table this morning deciding, but we can't get new tires. I don't understand why this president is unwilling to take on Putin when he's actually paying bounties to kill American soldiers in Afghanistan. He's Putin's puppy. He still refuses to even say anything to Putin about the bounty on the heads of American soldiers. The way you talk about the military, the way you talk about them being losers and being and just being suckers, that he pays less tax than a school teacher.
All that stuff has been eviscerated. Yes, to the 35-40% of crazy lunatic Democrats who believe anything Joe Biden says, do they still believe that? Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, 35% is not even close to enough to win this election. I'm sorry. There are people out there who are going to look at this now and be like, this guy's totally full of shit. It's getting worse for him, too. He is really, really worried, folks, about the transcript of his interview with Robert Hur getting out. Excuse me, not the transcript. Strike that. The audio recording of his transcript with Robert Hur. Let me just wind this up and back, rewind a little bit, because this is really important you understand this story. Because again, it got totally misplayed by the media yesterday to pretend and run cover for Joe Biden. Joe Biden took these classified documents when he was a senator or vice president. In my mind, there's no question he absolutely broke the law and should be in prison. He took classified documents. He was never the president when he did it. He had no ability to declassify them, unlike Donald Trump, who did. You all know that story. Robert Hur, H-U-R, was the special investigator assigned to special counsel. Hur drew up this report and said, well, Biden took these documents, right? but he's too old and stupid to remember, so we're not going to prosecute him. They released the transcript, but they never released the audio recordings of the interviews with Biden. Biden pulled a massive stunt yesterday. He said, you guys can't have the tapes. I'm claiming executive privilege. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a couple huge problems here. Problem number one, Biden already waived executive privilege on the transcript. You can't unwaive executive privilege. Number one. Second, forget what I just said because executive privilege doesn't even matter. Why'd you say it first? Setting you up a little bit. Why? Ladies and gentlemen, when did Biden take the documents in question? Anybody know? Not when he was president. So how can he claim executive privilege if he wasn't president? Exactly. He can't. Let me tell you something. I think these audio tapes have some surprises on them. I think that's why the Biden administration is willing to go to court to protect these audio tapes. I think Biden absolutely melts down on these audio tapes and they'll be devastating. My suggestion to the Republican Party is do whatever you have to do to get your hands on these tapes. I always measure my tactical maneuvers politically by my enemy's response. If my enemy is freaked out about a tidbit of information getting out, it says to me that chunk of information is extremely damaging, correct? Here's Congressman, former Democrat, now Republican, Jeff Van Drew, asking someone at a hearing yesterday, these folks who have this stuff, the custody of this stuff, saying, hey, you guys already released the transcript. What's the problem with releasing the audio tape? Because they know there is something deep and dark there. What is it? I don't know, but I'm telling you it's bad. Listen to this.
Cognitively impaired, incompetent, unable to stand trial, even though he broke the law. So the Department of Justice decides that they won't go after him for those reasons. And if that's true, we need to hear the audio tape. You're going to be able to understand if he truly is that cognitively impaired, if he truly has those problems, if he cannot deal with these issues, if he didn't know what he is doing, we are going to learn a lot more. And by the way, if it's no big deal, as the other side says, because we have the transcripts, well, we do have the transcripts, so why do you care so much about us getting the audio?
Listen, again, I don't idolize politicians. I look for results. I don't care about politicians. But to Jeff Van Drew, thank you. That is a very good job adding a plus one on our spreadsheet. Van Drew clearly knows they're hiding this for a reason. Biden is probably going to lose in court. Now, they're going to drag this thing out to the end. There is, listen to me, listen good, please. There is something on those tapes devastating. Biden knows he has no chance of winning in court. He can't claim executive privilege. He wasn't the executive when he stole the documents. And he's already waived executive privilege on the transcript, even if he did have it. He has no case. I got to move on. But dear Republicans, do not let this go. They are hiding this for a reason. Hey, no matter what we do, by the way, I want to get to this Kansas City Chiefs guy, Tony, stuff at the end. So just keep that on the hopper. I got to talk about this for a second, but I want to get to this first, too. Listen, I'm sorry. I know like the economic segments. I get it. I get it. You guys are like you're my team. Some of you like them. Some of you don't. This story just cracks me up for so many different reasons. This isn't even like, forget about economics. This is just now speaks to just how the entire Biden team, whether it's Karine Jean-Pierre, John Kirby, Joe Biden, the entire team are just disingenuous liars. And I get it. All politicians lie. I understand. But the degree of the lying matters and what you lie about. And Biden's team lies all the time. And what pisses me off about them is when they get cold busted, i.e. Joe Biden claiming inflation was 9% when he took office. Any idiot can look it up, folks. It was 1.4%. They just never go back and do. Guys, Tony, you agree? Like, if they were to come out tomorrow, right? Americans are very forgiving. You know that, right? If they were just to come out tomorrow, Evita, what do you think on this? And just say something like, try to be a Democrat. I know it's hard, you're smart, but try to play stupid for a minute, right? You're a Democrat, whatever. You're a persuadable Republican. They come out tomorrow and go, hey, listen, man,
we messed up. The president misspoke. We're trying to handle inflation. It's a big problem. Would you agree that, that everybody be like, okay, whatever. Like Republicans will still be pissed, but most people move on. She's shaking her head yes, because that's exactly what would happen. These mother, they can't do it. They can't do it. Here is Jared Bernstein. Yes, the dope we played last week. His economic advisor on Fox with Cavuto. He just asked a simple question. It wasn't freaking 9%. The guy can't admit it. They will never let this go. And now they've dragged this thing out for a week. It would have been done, brothers and sisters. Listen to this.
Why does he keep saying that? You're its top economic, you're the head of the Council of Economic Advisors. Do you ever whisper in his ear, Mr. President, just to be technical about it, it wasn't 9% when you assumed office, it was 1.4%. It got as high as 9% in 2022. You brought it down from that, but it was never, ever, ever 9% when you came into office. So why does he keep saying it?
Well, first of all, let me point out that in that very quote you played, the president talked about how concerned he was for households struggling with prices that he consistently characterizes as too high.
That's not what I asked you. Why does he keep misrepresenting this?
He's making the point that the factors that caused inflation to climb to 9% were in place when he took office.
No, that's not what he said. He said it was at 9%. It would eventually get to 9% a little over a year after that. But the fact of the matter is it wasn't 9%. So if I can't trust him quoting data in real time, why should I believe what he's talking about now?
So the annual growth in core inflation in the second quarter of 21 was, in fact, about 9%. And his point about inflation down 60% off its peak is very much the case. So
no, it wasn't. It was it was not at that. So you're almost as bad as he is.
Folks, Neil Cavuto is no like pro-Trump guy or anything like that. Do you understand messaging-wise that these guys have now turned inflation into, this is the point I was trying to make. Like, this story would have went away a week ago if they would have just said, like, we made a mistake. And now for a week, we're still talking about freaking inflation, which everybody's burying Biden for because these idiots cannot just come out and say we screwed up. I have never seen a campaign so freaking stupid in my life. I haven't, folks. I get it. I'm not a Democrat. I'm obviously not a liberal. But I have a decent sense of what's going on in politics. We've developed a pretty large following. It's not because we're dumb. These guys are really genuinely stupid. What's that? That's a good point. Evita says, don't sweat it. Evita's a young lady, very smart. She says, we got weed. It's all good. We got no jobs. You got 9% inflation. Good point. Everybody's got weed. We could all sit around and take some tokes. We can all sing Dwick. Remember Dwick? You got to take two and pass. That may be me, Tony. I don't know if you were into rap back in the day. Remember Dwick? I used to love that. That was a great. I was going to say Gangstar. That was great, man. If you haven't heard that, you may want to. Yeah, they're going to take two and pass. This is what they're offering you, kids. Inflation and weed. Smoke that bong. Play some Cypress Hill while you're at it. You better be ready. That's what we're doing now. We're all going to smoke weed, sing around, and we'll celebrate the inflation numbers. In America these days, man. I can't take it, man. We can go back. We can do this over, man. This place is so good. It's so special. There's so many great people here. We have so many things. Why are we tolerating this stupidity? I want to skip ahead to this because this is a story I can't let go. I have applied the Bongino rule. This is more like Evita's wheelhouse. She loves the kind of culture stuff. But still, this is something I've really taken to heart. I avoided this story for a couple. I shouldn't say avoided, but I waited. Because I wanted to apply the Bongino rule. I want to see what happens. Most of you have kind of heard about this. There is a kicker for the Kansas City Chiefs, which is a football team. In case you're not into sports. He's a very talented guy. His name is Harrison Butker. Now, I like this guy a lot. He happens to be a man of faith, and he believes in family. And he gave a speech, Harrison Butker, at a Catholic university that, by the way, was so completely uncontroversial that the fact that the speech went viral speaks more to the condition of American liberalism than it does to anything else. In any other place on earth, this speech would have been, honestly, pretty milquetoast American values. Here's what he said. And I'm going to show you the, quote, backlash. And I want to make a point on this about the just energy the left has to waste to enforce upon you this gaslit version of America and isolate you from the hard reality of who we really are. Watch this.
It is only in the past few years that I have grown in courage to speak more boldly and directly because, as I mentioned earlier, I have leaned into my vocation as a husband and father and as a man. To the gentleman here today, part of what plagues our society is this lie that has been told to you that men are not necessary in the home or in our communities. As men, we set the tone of the culture, and when that is absent, disorder, dysfunction, and chaos set in. This absence of men in the home is what plays a large role in the violence we see all around the nation. Other countries do not have nearly the same absentee father rates as we find here in the U.S., and a correlation could be made in their drastically lower violence rates as well.
Holy Moses, don't ever say this in front of a liberal. Vita wanted to know which part, because there were so many gems in this speech. He also talked about how one of the most valuable roles a woman can have is the title of mother. Totally, completely not controversial if you're not a crazy person. But if you're a leftist, ladies and gentlemen, oh boy, did this piss everyone off. First, here's the NFL who cannot get out of their own freaking way. Can you imagine after about 10 years, right? Wait, folks in the chat, are you like furious with the NFL right now? It's been what, about 10 years or maybe a little bit less since the Colin Kaepernick, where, you know, the socks with the cops portrayed as pigs fiasco. Finally, for some, that was starting to ebb a little bit and die off. And what does the NFL come back? Page six. Sorry, I know you put that up. NFL condemns Harrison Butker's sexist anti-LGBT graduation speech. Evita, you heard. Did you hear any of that? It was nothing at all sexist or anti-LGBT at all. And they note, we're steadfast. We're steadfast in our commitment to inclusion. As long as you're not a Christian. Now, if you're in the NFL, you want to beat the shit out of a woman in an elevator, domestic abuse, rape, shoot people, in some cases, actually murder people. Come on in for a group hug. Leave them alone. They are A-okay. You want to go give a speech and say, hey, man, if you're going to father some kids, you should probably father them. And, you know, when you're a woman, do what you want to do. That's great. But being a mom is really fantastic. Oh, my God. Where's the garlic? Get him. Get him. It was like this guy was Nosferatu, like he was a freaking vampire. He was doxxed by his own team. Look at this. Post-millennial. The Missouri Attorney General is demanding accountability after Kansas City doxes their Christian NFL star. First to the NFL. Gee, this is only for you, by the way. I just want you to know that. Yes, this is exclusively for you. I love it, but you know, right? First to the NFL. Guys, ladies, I'm serious here. I'm not a friend. However, I was a passionate follower of the NFL my entire life. Folks, pardon the language here. I really, this is necessary though. Please don't fuck this up. There are a legion of people out there who just want to believe you guys are not crazy after you totally assed up the Colin Kaepernick fiasco. There was an easy way out of that entire thing. Colin, the NFL believes in free speech. However, this is our arena. You want to go and kneel for the national anthem? Do it in the locker room. When you're out on our fields, we stand, put your hand over your heart or not, but we're not kneeling. You can make your political statements with your free speech on your time, not on our dime. It's the easiest way to handle it. You know what they did? They screwed up the whole thing and decimated their brand for nearly a decade. It's now recovering. Their audiences are great. There's no doubt about that. They've got a ton of money. I'm begging you guys, please don't screw this up. We love this country. The country loves its football. All you have to do is come out tomorrow. This is very simple. And say, Harrison is on his own time. We respect Harrison and his views. Harrison has broken no laws. We welcome people of faith and we welcome all people to our brand. And just shut up. Why can't you do that? Do you understand the energy the left burns? If you've never followed Aaron McIntyre, he brought this up on Twitter. I would never steal anyone's idea. He brought this exact point up. Do you have any idea the energy the left burns trying to tell you this alternate reality that doesn't comport with the natural state of human beings exists? And the minute the facade cracks like this, when this one guy makes completely milquetoast comments about very natural, nice things, hey, be a dad, be a mom, they freaking go crazy because they have to gaslight you. Gaslighting is isolating people from the truth and the natural world. And the minute it cracks and everybody goes, gosh, this guy Harrison seems pretty smart, the left's entire worldview collapses. The energy they burn trying to tell you a woman is a man. You don't need a dad. You do need a dad. I'm a dad. I love my kids more than anything. You need a dad. Dads play with their kids different. They love their kids different. You know what? I grew up in a divorced household. I love my dad. I love my mom. It didn't work out, but I would have killed for them to be together the whole time. I would have done anything. So pray to God every night, please get my parents back together. You need a dad. They throw their kids up in the air. They wrestle with them. Moms are more nurturing. Liberals, you call that whatever you want. You know it's true. You are stealing away the American identity and from a generation of kids, a gift they will never, ever get back. It's a gift of a dad. And that's why it bothers you so much that he said that, because you know it's true. If that was all bullshit and everything he just said was fake and pulled out of some magic hat, you know damn well you would have let it go. Please, to the NFL, please don't screw this up. I promise you. These liberals out there making a big stink over this guy's speech are about 22 people on Twitter with a fake avatar with an at sign that says like Lucifer's children. They're bots. They don't even exist. The Catholics and the Christians who watch your network are real. Don't let them bury your product again, because they will. You don't have to. All you have to do is respect them. These people are for real. Do not mess with people of faith. You guys have an opportunity to do the right thing. I'm asking. I'm not your friend. I'm not pretending to be. Your product I lost interest in a long time ago. I'd rather stick with SEC football now. I'm just telling you, as someone in this space, you F this up, I promise you they'll make you pay. You get between people and their kids and people and their God, you're making a big mistake. Don't do it again. Wow. I had a lot to say about that. Now you see why I had to get to that story. Folks, I really appreciate you tuning in. I just want to give you a thank you again. We had an amazing week. The podcast has just been blowing up. We moved up a spot to number 6 on the Triton rankings. I never thought we'd be here. You mean the world to me. It's all due to you. Thanks to the team, everyone. I mean, this show means a lot to us. Thank you so much. Please do me one favor. Download the Rumble app. It's free. Watch us every day at 11 a.m. live. You can always watch us on demand, rumble.com/Bongino. And please give us a follow on Apple and Spotify, too. We've been rocking on both of those platforms. Really appreciate it. I'll see you back here on Monday and on the radio show in a little bit.
You just heard the Dan Bongino Show.